Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Les poissons.
Un petit poisson.
Un petit poisson. Et ma cuisson.
Petit poisson. Et ma cuisson. Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one is Zachary William Reno.
If you hadn't, Jessica Ruth McKenna.
I forgot about
that episode. If you didn't realize, it isn't incredibly clear. Yes, Jessica and I have seen an advanced screening of the Little Mermaid movie, and we love what they've done with the Les Poissons song. But we also have Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stickins.
Pretty rad. She's got a drum pad.
Pretty rad on the drum pad. Uh-oh. That feeling when the chord hits. It's Brett Morris. I inverted it that time. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Brett really knows how to play guitar.
Okay.
Scott really knows how to play piano.
I know.
Dana really knows how to drum.
I know. And you and me are fooling
it's
the rest.
So embarrassing.
I know. Can you believe it? Okay. Well, welcome back to the show. I would say... a personal icon to me.
Yeah, no, hard same.
And the second guest on this podcast.
The second guest we ever had on this podcast, it was released, as you reminded me, the day this podcast came out, because we released the first two together, and we've got her back at the very end to help us tie a neat little bow near the very end of our run. Please welcome
Mary Holland!
Hello!
Pretzels, pretzels!
She's
amazing!
Oh, wow. Here I am.
Here you are.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be back. This is a treat.
We're thrilled to have you.
It's always such an absolute pleasure to have you on this show.
The absolute pleasure is mine.
A pleasure to see you, honestly, in any context at all.
I agree. I feel the same way.
She's one of those people where you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My day just got good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, the feeling is so mutual about you both, about everyone here, about all five of you.
That's why she's great.
And did you hear that?
Did
how
hear
quickly
that?
She counted how many of us were in this room?
I did. Oh, yes. Well, I was like, there's two here in front of me.
Yes.
And then over here to the side, there's three.
Yes.
And 3 plus 2 is 5. And I did that math very fast.
She's right about that.
I'm right about
that. Do you
know,
honestly, sometimes when I talk about scheduling off book, I go, and it's tough because it's 4 schedules because I don't include myself.
Because your own. Yeah. No, I have that problem.
And then I go, oh, no, but it's 5 of us.
It's 5
That's
schedules.
Right. And your schedule is worth being noted.
Yeah.
No.
Noted. Oh no.
Can I tell you part of my past?
Always.
Yeah.
Okay, I went on a Disney cruise when I was 3.
Love it.
And there was a night where you were supposed to come dressed as your favorite Disney character. Uh-huh. And I don't know if we knew about this in advance or if it was one of those things where it was like we saw it on the itinerary and costumes had to be cobbled with what was packed. I don't know. I'll have to get clarity on this.
Okay.
Sure.
Please do.
I will. I'll text mom. But I went as the chef from The Little Mermaid.
You did?
Yes. So there's like...
Which is canonically your favorite Disney
character. Yeah, your favorite Disney character.
Not Aladdin. I mean... The chef from The Little Mermaid.
I guess at that... Well, I don't think Aladdin was out yet.
Oh, you were 3.
I was 3. It was 1992, something. Yeah.
Mm. Well, he loved fish.
Le Poisson. I think they just thought it was going to be funny to put a little French mustache on a 3-year-old
girl. I'm sure they were right.
I think we had to cobble these together because I believe my brother went as a shark attack victim.
Which is the favorite character? My favorite character from The Little Mermaid also.
So now I'm thinking maybe the prompt was just like a costume party or something.
Come as some sort of nautical themed character.
Yeah.
And you were like, well, we've got chef. There's a chef in The Little Mermaid. It's nautical.
Okay. I also have to tell another story from this cruise, which also, this is the age where some of these are like real. This is much like you riding a giraffe, where you're like, is this real?
You rode a giraffe?
Sorry, that's just some Zach Cannon.
Wow, you really just dropped that.
He thought he did.
Child brain remembers being at the zoo with the giraffe, which was positioned next to the camel ride. Which
it's so interesting how our brain does that. I have one of those too.
So I'm not sure if this is how this actually happened. If this really even happened.
All we have is our memories and you just got to go.
That's all we need.
Keep going.
So the adults on this cruise / this vacation were ordering Bahama Mamas all the time.
Hell, which
is like a tasty rum punch, essentially. Okay. And I was
frozen
like...
Frozen or no?
Non.
Got it.
Like a Mai Tai.
Okay.
And I just kept hearing this phrase, Bahama Mama. And one night we were at a restaurant that had a live band and, a woman started singing and I got on my chair and pointed to her and said, is that the Bahama Mama?
Oh my God.
She was awesome. She was like bringing down the house like this rock star. And I was like, she must be the queen we've been waiting for.
We've been whispering about this.
Bahama Mama for days. And that must be her because who else could it be?
It's not Shirley Temple. No one's talking about
Shirley Temple. We're talking about Bahama Mama.
Nobody remembers what Shirley Temple is, but Bahama Mama, everybody's
to me, she is Bahama Mama.
Oh my gosh,
she shall forever be Bahama Mama.
And the lore of the Bahama Mama.
Oh my gosh, like an incredible singer at this like bringing down the house live band situation. I was like, if not her, then who?
Then who? Because it can't be me because I'm the chef. This reminds me of this little kid logic. I think this will tie in really beautifully to this, which is when I was little, I remember I must have been 3 or 4. I remember we went to a family friend's house and we went into a room and we passed through that room and we saw an old woman sitting on a chair. And I thought, there's an old woman. And then we left that room. We came back however long later and there was a dog sitting there. And so I was like, and I didn't even skip a beat. And I was like, old women, when they die, become dogs.
Wait, how much later was it from the 2 times you were in this room?
That's the little kid thing. I don't know. It could have been 2 minutes, or it could have been later in the day.
But it was the same day.
Oh yeah.
You assume that this old woman who was no longer on this chair was dead and became a dog.
And I thought that specifically happened with old women. That the Bahama Mama, when she passes, becomes a gorgeous golden retriever.
You know, y'all, I love it when the cousins get back together. It's so rare.
It's so rare.
I love going through the old photo albums. I'm so happy that we do a true family reunion.
Me too.
Yeah, none of that. Not like a fake reunion where not everyone's remembering
everyone's
anything.
Everyone's here and we're reminiscing and we have the photo album so we can be sure that our memories are right.
Yes, we have evidence.
So many good memories, stories I play in my head. I sometimes like to picture them. I'll take my memories over TV instead. Going back through the time gone, thinking of how we've grown, and looking back with you, seeing how I didn't walk this path alone. How were all together when we saw that woman turn into a doll. Yes.
We were all together
when that old woman turned into a doll.
Looking at all these pictures of things our family's been through, this dog sure is in a back of more than a few.
And does anyone know who that old woman was? Was she a great aunt of ours? I think she was my mom's sister's friend from her college days abroad.
That makes sense.
That old woman was always around. She was always there for every party after she died inside a dog skin.
We were together when the old woman turned into a dog.
We were all together when that old woman turned into a dog.
To tell you, she was old and then she died, and now she's a dog and she's covered in hair.
We were all together when that old woman turned into a dog. Whoa. We were all together when that old woman turned into a dog.
In company like that.
So nice. I think I'm gonna go get some more shrimp.
Okay, yeah. Pile up that plate before that plate's in the sun.
Well, it's all you can eat. What
get
am I supposed to do?
A bowl of the cocktail sauce to bring back.
A bowl? Not just a not just a little dish.
Oh, and also, has Trevor talked to you guys about picking teams? He's really, really intense about the relay this year. Mm.
Of course he's talked to me about it. He's only my husband.
I'm
Does
so
he want
sorry.
You on his team or not on his team?
Of course he didn't want me on his team.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. According to him.
No, Mandy.
I'll say it. I love Trevor and he's your husband.
He's my husband.
And he's part of the family now. Like, I consider him almost a blood cousin because you two have been together for, what is it?
50 years.
Notably, 51 years ago is when we saw this old woman turn into a dog.
So you don't share
that particular bond.
Well, no. And so when I was saying, you know, we were all together, it was like, I actually wasn't there, right?
You weren't?
What do you mean?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Trevor wasn't there.
Okay.
Right.
You so need to stop like, thinking of yourself as not Trevor. Places well, because no, Trevor here, wasn't
well,
there.
Because, like, are you even going to be on a team if you're not
well,
on a
no,
team with
if
Trevor?
I'm not, well, no, because listen, I know that's like kind of codependent of me and that like I have a hard time distinguishing myself as an individual from my husband and my life partner.
Mandy, but you're Mandy. A 72-year-old woman. You deserve...
I know.
There's room for you on the team with Terry and Tracy. Mandy doesn't have to be alone because Trevor is being weird.
Trevor's my husband.
Yes.
What am I supposed to do without him? He's my husband and I love him. And I can't... I really don't know who I am without him.
Be on Tracy Terry's team and find out what it means to be Mandy. What it means to be Mandy.
Mandy.
Get on Terry and Tracy's team and find out what it means to be Mandy. Young.
That's right!
With a memory like a rock.
Hard!
I remember you from 25 years ago making puppets out of a sock.
I was 30!
30 years old! Making a sock puppet display.
That's right!
Always good at basic math is what I always say. So get on Terry and Tracy's team. Then find out what it means to be Mandy,
Mandy, love my husband, Trevor.
Get on Terry and Tracy's team
and
find out what it means to be Mandy.
I couldn't possibly be without Trevor. Sometimes it can be hard to see who we are at our core. I mean, we've known you your whole life. We've known sock puppet empire. We've known you before you had braces. When I was 13, we go all the way back. That's how family lines are tracing.
It's so time Tracy's team.
Find out who it means to be
Mandy.
Maybe I can be without my husband.
Say
Trevor.
A thing.
Okay, so in the relay, what leg do you want to run?
What is Trevor doing?
No, Mandy,
okay, yeah.
What do you
He's
want?
He's not even yeah. on our team.
That's right, I know.
And the relay, it goes around the park.
Uh-huh.
So you can do the space between the tree and the fountain.
Uh-huh.
Or in between the fountain and the dog waste station.
Dog waste
or in between
station.
The dog waste station
the
and
dog waste
the park.
Station?
The place
dog
where you throw
the dog, that's right.
I don't know what no, else to call it.
It's where the dogs run.
It's where the dogs run and where they have little bags
run.
To pick up after your dog.
And it's so what a- beautiful there. Well, I'll take that leg. I will. I'll take that leg and I'll take that arm and I'll take that foot. Because guess what?
What?
I'll do that. Yes.
You're on Terry and Tracy's team. You'll find out what.
But I'm Mandy.
Find out what it means to be.
And I'm Mandy.
Mandy. Mandy, what are you doing?
Trevor? Oh, I'm just reminiscing
so
here with my cousin.
I'm about what to do for this relay. Oh, hello, Terry. Hello, Tracy.
Hi, Trevor.
Are you both in a tizzy about this relay? Because I know I am.
Well, we're not so much in a tizzy as just trying to have a good time like we always do. That's what the family reunion's about,
yes.
Right, Trevor?
Right, Trevor?
It's about having a good time, yes, that's what I'll say out loud. It is about having a good time, absolutely.
Yes, it is, Trevor.
And the way to have a best time is to win the relay, isn't that right, Mandy?
Oh, Trevor, well, I'm glad you think so, because to that end, Trevor and Tracy have asked me to join their team, and since you know, you tend to want to run the relay by yourself, mm-hmm. all the legs by yourself.
That's right. I'll be running from the fountain to the tree, and then from the tree to the dog waste station, and then the dog waste station to the parking lot.
Yes. Okay, yes. I've decided I'm going to join Trevor and Tracy, and I'm going to run that last leg from the dog waste station to the
Well, no, I'm not doing that. I'm running it one leg at a time.
Oh, I
That's
see.
That's what we're doing. I'm running it one leg at a time. And then
I
I'll
see.
Do the whole thing.
Okay.
You're your own team?
Well, no, we're a team.
Oh. No.
I'm a team with Mandy, my wife of 50 years.
Oh, she said that you didn't want her on your team, and so we scooped
right,
her up.
Right, because I'm running all three of the legs by myself. And that's why I'm in a real tizzy.
So she has to be on your team but doesn't get to run?
Well, I'm 75 years old, and I have to run all three of the legs.
You don't have to do any of that.
Well, because Trevor...
What are the alternatives?
Well, you make a team like everybody else in the family. Look, there's 17 teams of three.
Right.
And none of them are blood related to you.
And right. None of them are one person running.
I'm so confused. This is how we do it every year. I run all three, and people say, that's not a relay. And I say, well, I handed it to myself. And we have a big fight, and I never win because, again, 75 years old, and there's a lot of children in this family.
You never win, and you never learn.
And I never will. All right, I'll see you at the finish line.
No, Trevor, wait, I feel like, gosh, we didn't resolve anything in that conversation.
I think we just proved that it's time for you to run your own way.
Well, so what does that mean? So I'm still running with you two, right?
Oh, yeah,
I'm
on your team. Of course.
Have you ever done, like, team stuff before?
Sure. Like...
Yeah, look, the 10-year-olds are practicing. I'm sorry, the kids that the median age is 10, they're between the ages of 7 and 12.
But it's easier to just call them the 10-year-olds.
Hey!
There are no rules, the rules are fun. And winning rules, we're number one.
We're gonna win. Our median age is 10. Our median age is 10, and we're gonna win.
Say it again.
We're gonna win. Our median age is 10.
Even though I'm 12,
our median age is 10. And we're gonna win.
Are 13, other kids are 5, but they are not in this group. They're in some other group because we're
gonna win.
And our median age is 10.
Our median age is 10,
and we're gonna
win. We have speed, we have agility. Look at how I can turn around this tree.
We can fall and get back up and not be too hurt. No big deal.
I've got great motor skills. You better watch me when I run up those hills.
And we do not have the pressure of thinking about the future in a bad way.
We're gonna win. Our median age is 10.
Our median age is 10.
Recently, here's the story as I've been told. Median is a way of finding numbers. It's different than the mode, because the mode is the single most repeating number, and the mean is the average. But the median sometimes is helpful to rule out outliers on each outer edge. So, like, sometimes people are, like, really far off, and sometimes people are really low.
That's right.
If you just took the mean, it wouldn't tell the full story. We have the median, so
we're
gonna win. Our median age is 10.
And our mode age is 10 and 12 and 8. Equally,
we're gonna win. Our median age is 10.
Our median
win. I just learned about median, so I was excited to use it in a sentence.
You knew it good.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was really... You explained it better than my math teacher did.
Well, especially as data becomes more stratified, you need to make sure that you understand where the center
as
point is.
As daddy becomes more stratified?
My daddy needs to get out of those stratified clouds right
my daddy
now.
Is,
come back down to earth,
my daddy's
Dad.
So much more stratified, he could beat up your dad.
No, my daddy's the most stratified in this whole park.
My dad is so stratified that when he came home from work one day, he went right to the bathroom and he was walking fast.
My dad is so stratified that I heard, like, one night when, because I was supposed to be asleep, but I...
Keep going, heard, Tiffany.
Okay, Tiffany. I'm going. And so, but one time, one night, I was supposed to be asleep, and I heard like from my mom and my dad's room. I heard my dad like yell, and so that's led me to believe that he's stratified.
What kind of yell? Were you scared? Because sometimes when my parents fight, it's scary. But then sometimes, like, I think that they're just laughing.
Yeah, yeah. No, it sounded like he saw a ghost. Like, for a really long time.
Oh, my gosh. What did he say?
He said, oh, fuck.
One time my dad was like, oh, fuck. And he was walking so fast. And he went right to the bathroom. And he's always telling me not to run in the house at all.
And but he did?
Yeah. One time my dad walked out to the back of the backyard, and he said, oh, fuck. Johnson did a bad job when he redid this chain link fence.
Oh, so he was stratified then.
He was so stratified, and then he sprinted to the bathroom.
I think your dad's got some kind of problem.
Yeah, does he have IBS? My dad doesn't have dairy anymore because it got him too stratified.
Yeah, he's too stratified, and now he has IBM.
Oh.
Does anyone else want a beer? I'm about to go back to the coolers.
Yeah, no, I'll take one.
Yeah, sure.
Sam Adams left.
You got any IPAs?
There's, I think there's probably only one IPA because I think someone only brought one 6-pack of IPA.
I'm not going to fight you for it. Take it.
No. Come on. No,
well, I can get you a Sam Adams seasonal. Do you want like their summer ale?
Did they have the one from... If I recall, they had like, it's like last season.
You want last season seasonal?
Oh, fuck.
I think that's the one.
Oh, Dale stratified.
I'll be right back.
Dale. he's
running so fast.
I mean, he's technically walking, but he's going so fast.
Oh, no, that dog is chasing him. It got out of the dog run.
Get away. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
But you've been good?
Yeah, I'm good. You good?
Yeah. Just trying.
I love having these talks.
I know. It's nice for us to connect. I feel like I've been thinking a little bit about how I might want to take the grass out of our side yard.
You gotta. Let me tell you, you're going to have to dig it up 3 times because it's going to come back. But after that third time, it's
just nobody's there except for the dog. And the dog kills most of it because...
Yeah, you got to get rid of it. I mean, for one thing, like, that's the only... You've zero-scaped the entire rest of your house.
We have that one patch that we like in the backyard that's, like, pretty low maintenance because we love the feel of it on our feet.
It's great.
So we've given ourselves that one patch, but I've zero-scaped everything else except for the side yard because, honestly, I keep forgetting about it.
What are you going to do?
My frisbee. Sorry. I'm here with my college girlfriends, and we're playing a game of frisbee in the park, and it just flew over here and hit your cooler.
We're at our wife's family thing. This is our wife's family thing.
Wife's family thing.
We're at our wife's family thing.
Well, that's okay. I just came to get my frisbee. It landed here in the eye. I got this water all over my tank top that happens to be white.
And here's your frisbee back, and you should have fun in college. That's a nice period of life. And speaking of life, I have a wife, and this is your family's thing.
I guess we're saying wife, family, family thing.
This is her family thing.
This is her family thing.
Well, that's great, boys. It If you want, you can come and join us.
That's very nice, and you kids have fun. And if you are still here, if it's after one, then we do this cool relay. It's honestly kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's my favorite part of my
wife family thing. Wife, wife, family thing. Wife, family, wife, wife thing. Thing. But I have a wife. This is our family thing. Wife, family.
And I'm gonna run the park from the fountain to the dog waste station.
That sounds cool.
I ran track at a D2 school.
Okay, you're sweating a lot.
Yep.
I have a retirement account.
Uh-huh.
It's a modest sized retirement account. You should get a retirement account.
Well, it was nice you all here at this cooler.
The wife's family thing.
I'm gonna head back over. Just watch me as I walk away.
We
aren't watching her.
We're not looking at our wives.
Look at our wives. They do so much. They really help put on this family thing. This is a
wife's family thing.
Wife, family thing.
To do that.
Thanks, honey.
What happened over there?
Oh my God. It's so crazy because, like, you know, you threw the frisbee, Bridget.
I threw it so far.
You threw it so far and it hit the cooler. And then the cooler, like, flapped open.
Did they offer you beers or what even?
No. I was just like, I had to reach in there. They just hand me the frisbee from, like, the ice. And I got, like, water all over my white tank top.
You look hot.
No, but I'm honestly. No. No.
Stop saying
what?
No. You
no.
do though.
No. Oh my God. No.
Wait. Good job.
Emily. Good job.
Emily. Good job.
Thanks. Anyway, I invited them to come play, and then they told me about some lame relay.
Wait a second.
What?
Is that the Fitzminimans family?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I don't know that for sure.
Oh, yeah. I can read the
banner
now.
They're all wearing shirts
that say the Fitzminiman.
The Fitzminiman family reunion.
Pretzel company.
What?
I thought it was a pretzel company. It was one of those words that was so long that I didn't actually read the whole thing.
I just got the shape of it.
I know. Totally. I would just
And then I fully gave up.
I go to school with I went to elementary school with a Fitzminiman. Their family reunions are like pretty intense.
Oh, my God. Wait. So do you know any of them over there?
Yeah, I think I do. Let me see. Let me scan. Okay. There's a group of 40-year-olds, there's a group of 72-year-olds, there's a group where the median age is 10. Oh, yeah, there's the other 19 to 24-year-olds. Uh-huh. I know that guy with the really curly hair. His name is Mikey. And we
great job.
Thank you.
We all went to school together. He might go by Mike or Michael now. Like, he was Mikey when I was at Sierra Vista Elementary School with him.
Well, did you, like, what's
kiss
the
him?
History? Yeah, I guess, did you kiss him?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, we did this thing where I was like, it's time to kiss already. And so I had this like ruse where.
It's time?
Yeah, I was like, end of fifth grade swim party.
Yeah,
and I was like,
time.
I'm ready to kiss.
I honestly still feel that way so often. I'll wake up and I'm like, it's time to kiss already.
Oh my God, I know.
You know that? Society often makes you wait, and I guess I totally understand why, but sometimes it's just time to kiss already.
I feel like do it in your own time. And like, this was like such a sweet little innocent kiss. The way that I did it was...
We were at a swim party. We were both wearing brand new goggles. And I said, should we say hi under the water? And he said, yeah, let's look. And then we took a breath and we sat on the bottom for as long as we could hold it.
Wow.
And then I came back up and I was like, you know what would be cool is if we swam up to each other closer than we are at school. I wonder how the water would look through my goggles into your goggles. But we're gonna have to get really close. feeling. It's time to kiss already. It's time to kiss already. Couldn't keep my heart from beating. I couldn't get it to hold steady. But it's time to kiss already.
I think we probably all had stories like that.
Oh, yes. Same.
So my first kiss was underwater at the bottom of a pool with Mikey Fitzminimus.
Yeah, what about your first kiss?
Oh, you want to hear about it?
Yeah.
Well, I was in a bad car accident.
Okay. Oh my gosh, girl. Oh.
And I came out it and I was fine.
Oh, thank God.
But I went to the gas station with my mom. She wanted to call AAA. And I just wanted a kiss, hey. So then I went in the gas station and I saw a kid that was my age. I walked up to this kid and I said, "Will you give me a kiss today? I was just in a bad car accident, hey."
It's time to kiss.
Were you bloody or sweaty?
Was I what?
Bloody or sweaty?
No, actually, when I say bad, it was like a fender bender, but it was scary.
Kiss
the sound
already.
Was, yeah.
For me, it
That's
was
really
a little
good.
Bit late.
That's, hey.
I was already 21, and I thought, ooh, jury duty, this'll be great. I'll do my public service, and I will not budge. But as I sat down for pool selection, then I spied the judge. And he said, "Is there any reason you would not be an impartial witness on this case?" And I said, "I'm sorry, Your Honor, but I'm too distracted. Can I put my face on your face?" And he said, "No. In the parking lot, and now we're just friends."
Cool. That's nice.
Sometimes it's a judge, or a car accident, or another small child at the bottom of a pool.
But when the timing's right, you just can't pass it by.
And you'll
kiss already.
Now's that time for me. Will they get to kiss already? Who will win that three-leg relay race?
Anything else fun happening at the Fitzminimans reunion? Find out when we return to the second half of
Fitzminimum Reunion.
The musical.
The musical.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bless you.
Welcome back. Brett is playing and it's good. when we last left, this family reunion was pretty normal. What will happen now?
Find out in this, the second half of the Fitzminimum reunion, the musical.
So, yeah, I've been thinking about studying abroad, but then I don't want to, like, I don't want to miss that semester at school, too, because so far college has been great. Has college been great for everyone else?
Yeah, Mikey, college has been rad as hell.
Okay, cool. I just, want to make sure, just checking in.
Got zero regrets for how college is going.
No, same. College is so, tight.
You know the best thing about college for me, pour moi?
Yeah.
The structure.
Okay.
Love
where
that.
It's, a little bit looser than what we've been existing in before, but there's still some structure.
Yes.
Well, you have some independence.
Say over, that. Yes.
Over
say
your
that.
Life.
Say but that.
I am, but you're still like
Dougie. I want you to say that.
I'm saying it
for the people in the back row, Douglas.
Dougie, you better keep on this train, my man.
Okay, I feel like I'm saying it, and you guys just keep like.
You fully are my man. Yes, Douglas.
Yes, Dougie.
Spitting nothing but fire, truth from the lips of babes.
I mean, I was just gonna say. Listen, you guys hype me too much sometimes.
Dougie, there's no way I could overhype you.
Impossible, my man.
My man.
No, I do feel like you guys overhype me.
No.
I was just going to say, you have independence, but
Sarah, whatever will be Dougie.
No, I was just going to say, sometimes you have an 8 a.m. class and you're expected to be there.
Dude, I had 8 a.m. classes, but only freshman fall quarter. Then after that, I was able to get 10 a.m. and beyond only.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of
Solamente.
That.
I don't mind the occasional. I don't mind the occasional 5
a.m.
Yeah.
A 5 a.m. class?
Vinny,
what?
You better get off that train, my man.
Yeah, Vinny, where do you go to school?
Oh, no, wait, I forgot. He's studying astronomy, and sometimes the light is better, right?
Yeah.
I was that night sky shit?
That's that morning sky shit that is much like the night sky
right,
shit.
Right, right. You can get a little bit of
They always say it's darkest before the dawn.
Holy fuck, Douglas. You can't just spit fire like
guys.
That.
Guys, no.
Hey, wait. Have any of the elders cornered you to be like, what's your major? What are you studying? And told you the old lady turned into a dog story for the bedillionth time?
Oh, God.
They're like,
yes.
It's important. It's part of our family history.
And we're like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Sure.
Can we drill down a little bit? Because if they are to be believed, there is an old woman who they have shown us the pictures of.
Right.
In, I'm going to say it. 80% of the family portrait.
Who was, I believe, only a friend of a great aunt.
Correct. She wasn't even
she was not family.
She was not Fitzminimum blood.
In the remaining 20% of the pictures, every single one of them has the same dog.
Yes, that beautiful Cocker Spaniel whose eyes you're like, those do look human.
They do look like the picture of the woman.
But I'm more like, I don't like need eyes, to hear that story anymore. Go tell the kids whose median age is 10.
I'm always like, Aunt Mandy, back off.
I've heard this story a bedillion times.
A bedillion times, you bitch.
I'm 20. I've been to 20 of these.
Yeah, 20 of these, you bitch.
Yeah, and I know... Douglas, my man, you know I love you. You know I think the things you fucking do and say are tight as hell.
I know.
Straight fire, lit, live, bet.
Mandy is our grandma, so if you could kind of like...
It's weird to
it's
me,
weird.
The witch is the way you sort of drop bitch
I know she's your
before.
Great aunt, but she's our grandma, you know?
No,
you know how family reunions work? Like, we're cousins, but we're first cousins and we're second cousins.
Dude,
third
I
cousins,
know.
Once removed.
Yeah, I know. I'm majoring in
family
ancestry.
Studies.
Besides, if anyone is the bitch, and I don't mean to say that someone is for sure, but it's Trevor.
It's
right?
Trevor. If there's a bitch at this gathering, it's Trevor. The my man running that relay by himself at 75.
So many years
old.
Running. Also, always so surprised when he gets
Wait,
smoked.
Shut up. Sorry. My first kiss is over there playing sexy frisbee.
What?
Whoa. My first kiss is over there playing sexy frisbee with two other co-eds.
Wait, holy shit. My older brother's, you know, the one who's a judge?
Yeah.
His first kiss is over there too.
Wait,
I remember because she followed him back to the
through
house.
Law school. My man passed the bar, got that judge appointment.
It's
like
a small town.
It's such a, still.
Wait a minute, you guys. Hmm. My best friend who worked part-time at a gas station.
Yeah.
His first kiss is over there too. She was in a terrible car accident and she came in and she was really bloody and sweaty despite what she says. It wasn't just a fender bender.
My man.
I'm telling you, that's crazy.
You gotta give people whatever they ask for in the wake of trauma. Sometimes it doesn't make sense to you. No. You just gotta give them what they need.
And if it's a kiss, hey. No problem.
Oh my gosh. Sometimes it's time to kiss already, am I right? Yeah,
you're telling me, my man.
My man.
You're fucking right, Greg.
My man.
You guys good?
Well, let's go. Look, it
Vinny,
looks like they're all gathering.
Vinny, where'd you go for a second?
In my head, I was like, you said sometimes it's time to kiss already? And I was like, yeah, it's true. But sometimes I want a little bit more, you know?
Let's
break it down for you.
Okay.
The kiss is great. Everyone knows, everyone wants a kiss, I suppose. But after that, later on, what are we doing, Mom? Like, where are we going? What are we doing? I don't want a kiss, I just want to ride the Jungle Cruise. You know? It like the vibe, like the bongos that play,
dude. I gotta say, I'm really confused right now.
Yeah, I mean, Vinny, my man, I'd love to be on your train, but your train is that sometimes you don't want to kiss, you want to get on
a Jungle Cruise.
That's not what I mean. You misunderstand.
Okay,
obviously, sorry. Kisses are great, my man. I want one now and every day, but then later, I got to play those games, you know. When you're trying to pull a lady in, and there's like a very small little fountain there, and you're like, oof, I just gotta swim. I need to put on a tiny captain's hat and splash around in a duck pond for ducks. You know what I mean?
Dude. My man.
My man, I
wanna stay with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wanna go on. But so far none of this has landed. I'm not getting what you said.
I thought I was clear. I'll try again. Try to relate to my two best friends. We all agree, kiss is good.
Yeah.
But after that, it's the redwood tree in Sequoia. And you climbed all the way to the top, and you're just like, this is an excellent costume for a Renaissance fair. I am the oldest tree.
My man,
I gotta say I'm not following you because now we're in a forest, huh?
Yeah, like I lost.
Where did you lose me?
Right after kiss,
truly.
But it's okay, that's your way, and that's how you wanna do it, and you should. You wanna think in metaphors and twisty paths.
Or are you thinking, like, more literally? Like, you really wanna take a girl on a jungle cruise or at the top of a tree?
Yeah, are these, like, your kinks that you like pretending to be a redwood, having sex with a sequoia?
And we're
which
not
honestly is getting me kind of hard because those trees are big.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just being honest.
No.
Really big trees.
I guess I'm kind of getting hard right now just thinking about those trees.
We're all getting hard thinking
I'm
about.
I'm getting hard right now thinking about the breeze.
My man, I'm kind of getting hard right now.
My man,
thinking about the trees.
Hell yeah, Douglas, dude.
I'm kind of getting hard right now thinking about the trees. Have a boner at a family thing.
Yeah. I'm like fully tinting.
Not since
right
I
now.
Was median age 13
fully
has this happened.
Tinting.
Yeah, this is the problem when you start thinking about how big trees are. This will get you
everywhere. Dude, stop! It's
stop
going
it.
Back up!
I'm thinking about their sap!
oh shit.
Oh fuck.
No, honestly.
I'm gonna walk really fast.
Okay, everyone, okay. Let's gather at the start line. The relay race is about to begin.
Woo. Yeah, we're gonna win. Yeah. Where? Okay, Mandy, are you ready?
I mean, I guess so. I mean,
okay, I'm gonna run first right from here. The tree
you
to the fountain.
First. And should I wait for you there? I'm at the dog waste station.
And then Terry's going to be at the fountain
to the dog waste station.
And then you're going to be the final leg, okay?
And I'll be at the first one. And then also at the second one.
Eat
and then also
bricks,
at the
man.
Excuse me, that's my husband.
I'm sorry. Just
Trevor.
It's been 50 years of listening to this guy talk about running a relay by himself.
Well, it's so much harder for me than for everyone else.
Trevor. Well, nobody gives a toot.
I do.
Mandy!
I've always given a toot, but the problem is you don't give a toot back.
That's right.
What do you mean? We get a toot. My man! My grandma!
My grandma!
Oh, that's my grandma!
Hi, kids!
Hi, Grammy!
Hi, Mandy!
Hi, Mikey!
Oh. Grammy Mandy!
Oh, yes! I'm just here.
You running it this year? You actually gonna run it, or are you gonna let Gramps push you out?
I'm gonna run it.
I never pushed anyone out. I just run it by myself. Why does everyone keep saying this?
Gramps, nobody else runs it by themselves. Shouldn't that be an indicator to you that you're doing something wrong?
I'm running the relay.
You're running the whole thing.
But you're supposed to share in it, darling, like a partnership, like what we have.
Pass the baton.
Hold on, guys. Let me explain it to this guy.
I don't know, Vinny.
No, I got it.
You got it, Vinny. Are you sure?
Yeah, sometimes your imagery is confusing. And dude, don't bring up trees. I don't want him to get a bee.
Gramps.
Owner.
Tell me the part where you start to get confused. Well, I'm running a relay, like everyone else, by myself, and everyone gets mad. Okay. You know how in a fishbowl, you've only got one fish.
Uh-oh.
My man.
I'm worried.
Look at the aquarium next door. And that aquarium's got all sorts of fish in it. Uh-huh. And then you realize, wait, half of these fish are animatronic. And they're just there to make the other fish feel good about themselves.
My man.
Dude.
And then you realize that sometimes it doesn't matter that it's fake. Because how it makes you feel is real.
Oh shit. I'm getting a boner. Oh, my frisbee. Oh, sorry. Oh, hey, is the race about
hey,
to start?
Are you all about to race?
Oh, hi.
Oh my God, that's right. You guys know each other.
Oh my gosh, hi. Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's up? It's really, really good to see you. Yeah, I haven't seen you since you switched schools and didn't go to the same middle school as the rest of us.
And I haven't seen you since you followed my older brother back to our house.
And I haven't seen you since you kissed my friend in the gas station.
Did you actually see her?
Either of you there?
No, I guess I wasn't there. I guess I just heard about it.
Oh, yeah, hi. Is your brother well? Yeah, he's fine. He's a judge.
Oh, so. Yeah, hi. How's
he's
your
here,
friend?
He's here, actually. What?
I'm sorry. He's here? He's here.
The older brother who's related to
no,
us
No, I
is
know.
Here.
Oh, got it.
The judge. He's just with the early 30 group over there.
Oh, cool.
So you're saying that my wife has had to live her whole personality as if I'm the only one making choices that matters.
Whoa, and these two groups of friends
partnership.
Coming together made you realize that?
No, it was the story about the fish.
My man, dude.
Listen, I know that doesn't matter, but can we run this race already?
I've been standing
on my hands for 5 minutes.
Okay, kid.
I'm teaching myself to do a backflip.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
My dad, watch before he has to walk to the bathroom so fast.
Dad, watch me. Dad, watch me.
Dad, watch. Can I see your watch? Dad, why does he get your watch? Look, it's my watch.
Look at it.
I'm watching. Everybody, look. Roof. Roof. Oh my gosh, up top the hill.
It's the dog that was chasing my dad to the bathroom.
It's the dog that used to be an old woman who's appeared in all of our family photos for the past 50 years.
It's the dog. It's Bahama Mama.
Woof. Woof.
He's running right up to Mandy?
Oh. Hi. Oh my gosh. Hi. Wow. It's I can't believe you're here.
Mandy.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Mandy.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Here.
Oh my God.
Let me know.
Oh my God.
You.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Mandy.
Is anyone else hearing this? Oh my God.
Mandy, this moment is just for you and I.
No. What? Can they hear me? Can they hear me?
They can't hear you.
Hello?
They can't hear me.
Hello?
This is being experienced just by you and
I. We can hear you.
This is what? Who are
Don't worry. No.
Oh. Huh?
The time has stopped. They're experiencing this moment.
Okay. And what? Oh my God.
You and I
am I dead?
No. No.
Are you dead?
No, I'm a dog.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You and I are in this moment and it could feel like minutes or hours or days, but they'll only experience it as the 2 seconds you bent down to pet a beautiful cocker spaniel with human eyes.
Am I farting?
Only if you want to, Mandy. You can. I fart all the time. I'm a dog.
I don't think I want to fart.
Okay, fine.
So that doesn't have to happen.
Mandy.
Because I'm bending. Whenever I bend over, it usually happens.
Yeah.
But can we stop it from happening? This is crazy.
Mandy, I don't I don't have unlimited magic. I have a very specific type of magic.
But I'm not farting right now, right?
I mean,
I just want to make sure. Are you hearing it?
No.
Okay, great. Okay, keep going. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. This is crazy. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
I was friends in college with your great aunt, and I had a small family of my own, and they were distant types. They didn't get together much, and so she invited me to join the family gatherings, and it always meant so much to be included.
The Fitzminimum?
The Fitzminimum reunimums were always a highlight of my year.
Wow.
And one day, in my very old age, I was sitting, looking out the window down as they prepared to run the relay, and, well, a small bird came, and the bird used to be an old woman.
Huh?
Yes, it was my great aunt's friend from growing up. They couldn't go to college back then, if you do the math.
Okay.
And she said, if you want, you don't have to keep living this way. You could live as a dog if you want to. I could live. But she was like, now the thing is like, people wanna be dogs.
Well, could I choose my animal that I turn into? I choose a frog.
Okay.
You could live as a frog if you want to.
Or wait.
But if I become a frog, that means I won't. Or the race. If I become a frog, I won't be a grandmother or an aunt anymore.
No, well, you can still be those things, but as a frog, and as time goes on, they might go. Surely that's not real that grandma turned into a frog, but you can live as a frog if you want to. This offer if they wanted to take it on. So far, everyone has said no. They want to keep living as they're human. And so I say goodbye, try again next year. But this is your only chance to be clear.
Will it be?
What will it be, Mandy? What will it be, Mandy? And what does it mean to be Mandy?
Well, I guess, listen, it's so funny you come at this time because truly at this reunion, I've just started to individuate myself from my husband.
Is it funny?
Very entangled.
Or did I know that you might need this moment with a dog to think about who you are?
I think it's funny.
Okay.
But if I don't become a frog at this time, what does that mean when I do pass on? Do I like go to hell?
No, that's not real.
Oh, good. Oh,
Well, I don't know what will happen. I can't say for sure. I know is that I was 82 and now I've lived 50 years as a dog and it's been great. But that was what I wanted to do.
I have a question.
Yeah.
In my family, you're known as Bahama Mama, but what's your real name?
Oh, Margaret.
Hmm.
Which has a lot of nicknames. Sometimes I went by Peggy. Sometimes I went by Peg. Sometimes I went by Marge. Sometimes I went by Maggie.
Keep going.
Sometimes I went by Margaret.
Oh, that's it?
Yep.
Well.
But it's funny that we get Peg for Margaret, right?
Uh-huh.
That one never made sense to me.
Do I only get to hang out with you if I become a frog?
No, you could hang out with other frogs. I spend most of my time with other dogs, to be honest.
Hmm.
This is a great dog run. Perfect way station.
You know, I think it was so nice meeting you, Margaret, but I think I'm going to stay a human because even though I'll have less life to live, I just have more of Mandy's life to live.
Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Ruff. Okay, Hi.
Yeah, Grandma, you just been petting that dog for about 2 seconds.
Oh, okay.
I think you let out one big fart.
God damn it, I knew it.
A big
one. I knew it.
It was honestly sick.
It was sick?
Yeah, it was good. It was cool.
Oh.
It was funny.
Okay, as is tradition, last year I pulled the paper that said I got to say 3, 2, 1, go. So I will now call the relay started.
Okay, so I'm gonna go. Let me go to my station.
Wait a minute.
What?
Mandy.
Yes?
Run the relay with me. Or run it with them and I'll not run the relay.
Wait. You mean we can work as a partnership?
Not only that, we can both work as a partnership.
Are you just gonna run the relay side by side again?
This is the most romantic thing you've ever proposed.
We'll
do the first leg together, the second leg together,
and the third leg together.
3, 2, 1, go!
They're off, they're off
and so those people ran the race. They ran it in the same old kind of place that they've been running that race for more than 50 years.
For more than 50 years.
Kids and teens and in-betweens, they ran as their group of three. They ran as a team except for one pair over there.
They were together. Strange stories in a multitude of ways.
But the people they gave a little kiss to were not those two dudes who were at their wife's family.
Together.
And those children that were so good at jumping and lunging and stretching. Why they went down the same path as everyone else, except they're very good at math. And so they were able to triangulate their relay race to maximum effect. And one of those kids ended up winning the race.
They won the race.
They won together. At the picnic, Peggy's the dog's real name. It will ask you a question. Your choice will never be the same. They'll offer you a chance to be an animal. You can't pick bird or dog, cause those have been chosen already. But everything else is on the table.
And you can live as the animal if you want. But only if you want to, is it what you should do?
And everyone will witness this transformation happening to you, or else no one would believe you. But those are just the rules.
You'll see together.
Sweet and insane story,
that
and I would
wild.
Expect nothing
wouldn't
less.
Have it any other way, ladies and gentlemen, the incredible Mary.
Oh my
God.
The singular, the
plural,
the medium, the mode,
the mode, the mode, the most, the best there is around.
Oh my
Please
gosh.
Give it up for Mary Holland.
Oh,
oh, woo, woo.
Show is out, yes.
Yes, that's right.
Check it out.
Check it out. The Big Door Prize on Apple.
Apple TV.
Get your face on that face.
Go get it.
Yeah, the video of this one will be out soon. The video of the last, I will say it. I'll make sure the 2 episodes ago, that video should be out now. The next one should be coming soon. Thank you so much for bearing with us, Sleepy Babies, as we bookend this lovely weekly release podcast. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Brett.
Yes.
Thank you, dear listener, for listening. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you're on my train, plane, or tram,
great job, man. You the man? I got you, man. Which one was it?
Then you're saying something I love.
Mommy! I don't know why that got me there.
Well, it was a slant. It was a slant. It ended with an M, and I wanted it to end with an M.
Mommy!
Mommy, we did it.
Bye.
Together.